Okay, we're on Daf Lamed Ches, Amud Aleph, a little bit before the first two dots, two lines up, or three. Omer Shmuel, we have about eight lines, seven or eight lines down. Says Shmuel, sure, an ox shall petem, of somebody who fattens oxen. Yeah, petem means to fatten animals. Okay, Harei hu keragli kol adam. This ox is like, yeah, all men's feet. Meaning, whoever buys it on Yom Tov, is buying it on Yom Tov, yeah, is going to be like the buyer. Meaning, since this petem, his job is to sell animals to people for covered Yom Tov, for people to eat them, right? So he's, you know, he fattens these animals, and the halakha is over here that basically the tchum goes by the buyer. Okay. Well, no, we're gonna get that. We're gonna contrast. You're gonna see, no, because no. So the chiddush over here, because it says no, sensitive to the words. It says kol adam. Yeah, it means even if somebody came from a different city. Yeah, this guy's at expansive das, and he's, you know, a lot of everyone comes around from the local neighborhoods, not from the neighboring city. And it would also, if he was able to come to where he is, he could take it back to his city. In contrast, shor shel roya, right? An ox of a shepherd. So shepherds, yeah, also basically besides looking after animals, they also sometimes sold them as well. Yeah. So if he sold an animal to somebody on Yom Tov, harei hu keragli oisoir, it's like the tuchum of the people in that city, right? Not well. So Rashi actually says no. Meaning it's however far the people in the city can go. He said even in a scenario where the roya basically made a different tuchum, because he's got to go out into the fields. So his tuchum is actually a little bit different from the city, because he works it out so he can find some nice green grass. Yeah. But as soon as he's going to sell it, he intends to sell to the people in the city. I suppose he's got some set aside for selling. Yeah. The when the person will buy it, it will be like his tuchum.
So 2,000 of them around the city?
Yes, correct. So, okay. Hashoyel kli mechaveiro, Erev Yom Tov. Quoting the Mishnah, if a person borrows a vessel from his friend on Erev Yom Tov, we said that vessel has the tchum of the person of the borrower. So the Gemara says pshita, that's poshut. We mean, duh. Okay, says the Gemara now. Lo tzricha, the case is over here. Shalom masru loy, he didn't hand it over to him. Yeah, ela b'Yom Tov. He only gave it to the borrower on Yom Tov. But Rashi points out there was a verbal agreement beforehand. That's what's going to be his key over here.
You saw that previously, right?
Okay, right. Yeah. Okay, so there was a verbal agreement beforehand, and then he hands it over to him. Right, Mauda Tema, you may think to say, Lav Brushu, say, Ukme, he didn't put it in his Rishus. It was only mere words. But no, we see over here that basically by this verbal declaration they made beforehand, verbal agreement that it will be considered in the tchum of the borrower. Kamash Malav. Oh, Mesayle Rabbi Yochanan. This helps Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan says, Hashoyel Kli Mechaveiro, somebody who borrows a vessel from his friend, Erev Yom Tov, on Erev Yom Tov, Afal Pishalod Nosnuloi, even though he didn't actually give him, do the delivery until Elo B'Yom Tov on Yom Tov, Harei Hu Karagde Shoyel. It is like the tchum of the borrower. Okay, back to the latter part of the Mishnah, B'Yom Tov. But if a person borrowed, yeah, something on Yom Tov itself, right? So over here it means he made the verbal declaration on Yom Tov, right? Over here, let's say basically he didn't make a deal beforehand, because we're saying the when it was on Erev Yom Tov, it meant he made an agreement, a contract on Erev Yom Tov. That's what we said about the previous cases. So this case, right? So this case over here is he makes the verbal contract, well, he's trying to, on Yom Tov itself. Yeah, it's Karagli Mashil. It will be like the lender, right? But then we say that's Pshita. That's really Pshita, because nothing happened over here on Erev Yom Tov. They didn't even make an agreement over here. So why should the tchum? Why would we have a mina? Yeah, that it should be of the borrower. Why does the Mishnah have to tell us this? So says the Gemara, lo tzuricha. No, we need it. Yeah, the rogil. We're talking about somebody who's accustomed v'shal minei, and he borrows from him. You know, certain neighbors borrow certain things from you a lot of the time, sometimes or not, maybe not. But whatever, you know, so this person always borrows your power drill. You know, you know he's going to borrow it. And, right, what's that? Hopefully not on Yom Tov, yeah. So, Maudit Seymour, what might you have thought, Bershu Seyka Mukim Lay? Maybe, because he knows this guy is going to come and borrow his, it's challah knife. Yes, it's challah knife. Thank you, Gary. Yeah, he's going to come to borrow his challah knife. You know what it is? It's the corkscrew. That's what it is. The corkscrew. We have that with the neighbours, right? The corkscrew. He never gets around to buying a corkscrew. He always borrows your corkscrew. So you don't like wine. You write. So you put it in his rishus. Kamash Milan. No. But Kamash Milan, that's what the Mishnah is going to tell you. Even in such a scenario that you expect the person is going to come and it's going to borrow from you, yeah, Meima Amar, this person may say, Dilma perhaps, meaning that the lender may think to himself, Mashkach is going to find Inish Achrina somebody else, another nice neighbor. But Azil, and he's going to go, Vishal Minei, and he's going to borrow from him. It's not a definite, right? Maybe, you know, he was busy at his house and he's going to go to a different neighbor and borrow his corkscrew or whatever it is. Okay. Now, v'chein. Go carry on the Mishnah. V'cheina isha. Similarly, a woman, shishayla b'chaverta. Right? She borrowed from her friend. So let's just go back to the Mishnah just to recap. Yeah? Turn the page back. Two lines from the bottom. Lamed zayin amad aleph. V'cheina isha. Similarly, a woman, shishayla b'chaverta. She borrowed from her friend. Tavlin. She borrowed spices for the chulant. Umayim melach le'isosah. And water and salt for her dough. Haray elu karagli shtehem. It's like both of them. The ragli shtehem, meaning the tchum is restricted, limited, because there's two people over here, right? With the two components. So therefore, it was limited. Let's go back to the Gemara. Because ki salik, when he went up, Rabbi Abba is making Eliyah, or at least visiting. Right, so he went up. Rabbi Abba was going to Eretz Yisrael. So he said the following thing: Omar, this is a tefillah over here. Right, said Yehei Ra'ava. It should be the will before you, meaning Hashem. It should be the Ratzon. Yeah, De'ema, that I will say, a milsa, a thing, the tiskabel, that will be accepted. Meaning, I want to say something good when I go up to impress the Israeli Talmidei Chachamim. That was his right. Ki Salik, when he actually got there, Lahosam, yeah, Ashkake, he found the Rebbe Yochanan, the Rebbe Chanina Bar Papi, the Rebbe Zera. He found these three Talmidei Chachamim. For some people say that Amri La, it was actually Rebbe Abahu, the Rebbe Shimon Pazi, the Rebbe Yitzchok Nafka. Right, he found three Israeli Talmidei Chachamim. Yeah, the Yosvi Vakamri, they were sitting down and they were saying, yeah, they were asking a kasha. They were basically having a conversation between themselves, yeah? On our mission, they were learning Beitza. Right, and they said the following question. He said, am I? Why? Live till Mayim Omelach, right? It should be bottle, the water and the salt, Lagabi Isa. In the Isa, why do we say over here that the bread is restricted to the tchum, only the joint area? Why don't we say that, no, the tchum goes a person who puts their flour in, right? The main ingredient.
But in the Mishnah, we said Rabbi Yehuda talking about the Mayim.
Yeah, we're not focused on Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, true.
So we're talking about within the same.
Yes.
Why did they agree about water? It's water or salt?
No, they didn't agree about anything.
Yeah.
So according to their opinion, I don't understand the Chachamim. Right? I don't understand the Chachamim. Why don't we say bittul over here?
Water is all that. Not by the tavlin, but it's also
tavlin. The same. It could be over there because tavlin the feel by elephant or bottle. Tavlin or it's harder to a bottle tavlin. That's maybe why they said that. It could be that even following bittul it wouldn't work. But at least definitely mayim and salt should be bottle barov. Basically, why don't we say bittul barov in the case of the Mishnah? That is the question, was going around in Israel. Okay. I mean, didn't say of a robe, but I used to, right, we'll see. Or maybe a bit bottle b'shishim. I don't know. Water's not bottle b'shishim. There's more than b'shishim. Whatever. Yeah. So that was the question. So now this is his chance of Rabbi Abba to show the Israeli rabbis, Rabbanon, that he knows what he's talking about. Amalahu. So it says Rabbi Abba. This is his debut. Yeah. Hooray! It says, if behold, shinis arev loy. If somebody got mixed up for him. A kav chitin, one kav of chitin got mixed up, but a sorak kabin of chitin, shel chavero, of his friend. Meaning, I have 10 kabim of flour, wheat flour, and accidentally Brad's, one kav of Brad's wheat flour got mixed into my flour. Yeah? So, yoichol halot. He's going to eat the other guy, Bachadi. I'm going to eat it and be happy. Because why? Extra volume over here. I got extra. Right? I gained. Forget bittel over here. Yeah? I mean, bittel's like a halachic term. But at the end of the day, it's better. It's not negligible over here.
It's just saying,
because in this situation, bittel just is just not applicable over here. Because you can't say it's negligible, because over here basically you're upping your volume. Whatever, well, but is it just that this is why? Are you not happy with this answer, Ephraim? But anyway, so let's just, yeah.
You have 10, and one of his family to yours.
Yes. So can I keep it?
Can you keep it? I'm not about him. He loses.
Yeah. You don't? Do you like that, Gil?
No.
No, you don't like that. Exactly. That's what I was saying. So it's not bottle, I can say it's bottle, well, it's mine now. Anyway, but so what did what was the response?
The question, you're halal of Bechadi?
Yes, exactly. Oh, no, it's hard, I'm not sure over here. It sounds from this Rashi over here that it sounds like it's going on me, the person who eats it. It's more like a statement. But later on it sounds like I'm struggling with this still, but because there's a Rashi later that sounds like it's going on Khadi's on the other person, but I'm saying it's a statement. He will eat and be happy. Meaning, but that means that that's not right. Yeah? So anyway, the response was, Aichu alei. They started laughing at him, giggling. Yeah, meaning, what a stupid answer. So what was his response? Yeah, debut, yeah. Amalahu, gulsaichu, shakli. He said, did I remove your shirts from you? Right, Rashi says it's like an undergarment that you put under your jacket. Did I steal your shirts from you or something? I took your shirts from you? So the response was, hadu aichu alei. So the laughter even more. This is like getting pretty, he was turning red now. Okay. So we're going to stop here. But I just want to say one thing, and the thing. Well, anyway, very interesting. I heard on a shia from Shruli Borenstein, he gives a Daf Yomi shiur in Lakewood, he said in the name of the Chasam Sofer, this person, he came up to Eretz Yisrael, he davened to Hashem that he should say something, kishmak, yeah? Like, so that he should be, for his debut, or whatever. Like, why did Hashem answer him? Like, what? Like, this is an absolute disaster. He's like a laughing stock, you know what I mean? So he said, because the Chasam Sofer apparently says that his tefil was wrong. He was davening that they should appreciate him, his Torah. But he says, well, that's not the way for daven for Torah. When you daven for Torah, you got to daven that you understand the Torah. It's not about me. Yeah, exactly. Anyway.